Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Duncan, it's the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. A very good morning. Oh, Adam Crowley, up on the wall in there in your studio, you're supposed to tell us something whenever Jeff Hathorn comes on our show. Maybe right behind you. Can you get that? It's somewhere. There's a read for Jeff.
I'll grab it.
Yes, it is somewhere. So Jeff Hathorn's joining us. Is that it? Do you just want to read it? Why don't you read it through the air there?
Jeff Hathorn brought to you by Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek, the best pro shop in Pittsburgh.
See, I just remembered that. I knew we were going to tell you. And then that means that we welcome Jeff in. Hi, Jeff. How you doing?
Good morning, guys.
See how we did that? That was pretty ad-lib right there,
slick.
Jeff. That was professional stuff. He's cringing. Jeff is like a radio pro. He's cringing how he just did that. Jeff, a lot
behind
of news.
The curtain right there.
Yes. A lot of news. Tons of news. The Penguins, what do you think this – will there be a front office shakeup? You know, you kind of brought that to the surface first yesterday on our show. What is the – give me a percentage that Ron Hextall and that Brian Burke will be back.
See, I'm trying to gauge the Fenway Sports Group and because we haven't had a lot of experience with them. I don't know if I can give you a percentage right now.
All right, well, let me follow that up and ask you. Have they had, because you said you haven't had a lot of experience with the Fenway Sports Group, have the new owners had one of those, all right, here's a powwow with the local media, get to know us, this is what we're all about thing?
They have not. They have not as of yet. And it kind of got, you know, because it was mid-season, I think they didn't want to ruffle anything. They didn't want to affect the team. They didn't want to, you know, make some huge news or do anything to affect the product on ice. I expect that we will get one at some point, but we haven't yet.
Jeff, where does, or how much, I guess, is the better way to ask this, how much divisiveness or discord may there be behind the scenes? We've got reports that Sidney Crosby's held out of Game 6 despite being healthy enough to play. That report, I would imagine, only comes out if somebody within the organization wants that report to come out. And it's created now a question for me of, why are we getting this again? Why? Maybe it's 4 years in a row of going out in the first round will naturally create some drama, but it reminds me of the final few years of the Shiro Bylsma tenure when it felt like the end of every year was drenched in drama.
Well, first off, that's a heck of a source by Rob Rossi and Josh Yoey. I mean, to hold out your captain in Game 6, I mean, that's... I think that they're changing regimes. And, you know, whoever would have thought, I mean, you thought Dave Morehouse had a lifetime job. And there may be people that know that they're not part of the future or were part of Dave's team that aren't going to be part. It's hard to gauge exactly what's going on back there. But, man, that story really opened some eyes, obviously, when Rob told it on the PM team yesterday.
Jeff Hathorn, he joins right here. We're the Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. Who's back and who's not? Give us a rundown player-wise.
Well, Crosby's back.
Yeah, there you go.
That one's easy. I don't think Letang is back. I think Malkin, if the other offers aren't what he thinks, I think he can be back. Rodriguez is a guy that I know they like. Raquel is a guy they like, but the money might be too much. Really, a lot of it bases like if they were to try to make a run at Letang, then that affects the money for other guys. But I don't think those guys are back. You know, then we're talking about guys like Louis Domingue, who obviously I don't think will be back. I think Casey DeSmith is a good backup. That's an option. But again, it depends on who's running the front office and what ideas they have. But I think Brian Rust is going to be too expensive. I do think we're going to see some major roster turnover with the Penguins this year.
Do you think that this ownership group, regardless of who the management team is, whether it remains Burke and or Hextall, or they decide to move on to other pieces, do you think this ownership group will then commit to, instead of rebuilding and perhaps spending a year borderline playoff team at best, will commit those resources that aren't used on whoever doesn't stick around to bringing in the other kind of names that make this, that keep this team on the fringe of a Stanley Cup contention conversation, at the very least, to shoe in for a 17th consecutive playoff appearance?
So what we've been told is that they really want to kind of rebuild on the fly. Like, they're not willing to commit to, okay, this is going to be a rebuild year because we brought all these different guys. They're trying to find young guys that they think can kind of hit the ground running with Sidney Crosby and a few of the other veterans and keep this thing going. Maybe with the realist that, hey, they're going to fight to get in the postseason. But, you know, yeah, they won a division the previous year, but it has been a fight for this team over the last few years. They have not been one of the elite teams in the East, and obviously that's been played out throughout the postseason. But they don't want to just burn it down and start over. Because they have Crosby and a few other pieces that they like, and if they're able to find a way to keep a Brian Rust, and obviously Jake Guentzel is an elite player now in the NHL, they want to try to find a couple of young guys that can accent what they do and kind of keep this ship going in that direction and not have any years where they just say, well, okay, this is just a rebuild so we can get back to where we need to be.
Text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Jeff, is there, and I know you haven't spoken to them yet, but you have spoken to people in the upper reaches of the organization at times, is there worry about this drop-off with personality, so to speak, or big names, about the gate and about what that building could look like? We saw the sellout streak end this year. How do they keep that momentum going from in terms of buzz with the Pittsburgh Penguins?
Sure there is. Absolutely there is. I mean, there was concern about attendance this past year. I mean, there were some games, for instance, towards the end of the year when Edmonton came in, and it's like, man, this is a great matchup. Where is everybody? But I think that's become a global thing with all of sports. I mean, Steelers have 8,000 to 10,000 no-shows a game. It's something where, like, all sports teams are trying to figure out a way to get people to come when the home experience is so much better. How do you entice people to come to the arena considering some of the ticket prices that are out there? Yeah, that's a concern for the Penguins. Obviously, the on-ice product is the number one, but there are a lot of things that they and all sports teams are trying to figure out about getting people to enjoy and get those fringe people back to games.
Jeff Hathorn, 93.7 The Fan Sports Director, with us here on the Fan Morning Show. You talked about the first step in the offseason is Malkin and Letang to a greater extent, because you got to find out how much money that may or may not cost you to keep him around if you can. They've already got six defensemen under NHL contracts, Jeff. Do they look to change that, any of those six, if Letang is not back, i.e. The Marino and Pettersson ideas that we saw kicked around during the deadline, do those rocks get turned over again this offseason?
I don't think there's anything that's off the table. I don't know that there's a market to where you could get, wow, we could get this for John Marino, we could get this for Marcus Pettersson. And I think both played well in the postseason, especially Pettersson, I thought had a really nice postseason. But I don't think that's going to draw you. Let's say even if you package those two together, I think P.O. Joseph's a guy that people want to see worked into the mix, but I don't know that he's as highly a thought of prospect as he was when he first got here. So, you know, you have a little buffer because you have him, but yeah, to your point, I mean, there's not a lot in the minors for people to get excited about of like, oh, wait, this guy's on the rise, or, hey, we could use this guy to trade to help out the team. I mean, when you trade away as many draft picks, and understandably so, because you had that core ready to win right now, it's been hard to replenish that minor league system.
All right, Jeff. Jeff, we talked to you a lot about hockey. Hockey brought to you. Hockey Talk brought to you by Tri-State Office Furniture. What else you got going on the website before we let you go? I know it's starting to be a slow time, but there's still plenty out there.
Yeah, and locker cleanout is at 10 o'clock today, so we're going to have plenty of stuff from up there. We'll see who we're able to talk with, and Mike Sullivan is going to talk as well, so we'll get some maybe answers to a few questions that we didn't get after the game. And also, next week starts, you know, Steeler OTA, so we're going to ramp up our coverage. Not that it ever slows down.
All right, Jeff Hathorn. Jeff Hathorn, our guy. Hardest working man in show business. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Jeff. Absolutely. Crowley back there working. What are you doing? You're on the phone. You're working 14 different things. Is something wrong, Adam?
I thought something was wrong. I was being paranoid, but we are all good.
Wait, you called somebody and shook them out of bed and alerted them to this or that? And
well,
then
Craig
was
awake.
Okay.
So we're good.
All right.
No harm, no foul.
You had a look
fine.
On your face, though, like you were worried. You were definitely worried during that Jeff Hathorn interview.
Something? I thought that I deleted something I wasn't supposed to delete, and it turns out that there was nothing there to begin
your internet browser history, you should have deleted that, right?
How many times I got to tell you about the incognito tab?
No, that's right. Matt Cole's stuff he's got in here.
Matt Cole is probably the last guy to ever worry about internet browser history.
I will say this. Matt has been shot out of a cannon.
It's unbelievable with him and Cook.
The level of energy he has now, and not that he was an unenergetic human before, but it's natural for a lot of us.
Yes.
When you get up at 3:30 in the morning every day, that you're not exactly going to be sunshine and rainbows and puppies
Cook
and unicorns.
He made Cook laugh one time I was listening. They were incredible.
They were back there in the small conference room having like a pre-show meeting yesterday.
He's got strippers.
And
no.
Dressed like Mary Magdalene. Yes.
Oh, Falsey.
Yes. And they were just laughing and stuff.
And they were just sitting there. I haven't heard Ron talk to anybody else in this building with that level of respect outside of like a big boss in years.
Give it time. Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal, though. They can't go with Falsey. I was listening yesterday. Pompiani was just roasting them about it. This can't be the kid's nickname. Yeah, Matt Cole's nickname is the easiest one in human history to come up with, and I came up with it. It's Matt King Cole. That's such a simple nickname.
That's tremendous.
Do you like that?
I love that.
Over the weekend, I thought about it. I even texted Starkey on vacation. I think it was Friday. Matt King Cole. It's so simple. It's great.
You know Starkey's not going to go in that direction, though.
Because it's too good.
Because he's got to go with some sort of weird horsey variation or some kind of like knockoff of a hockey nickname.
Well, I've got to put Z on the end, so he'll be Falsey.
I say this all the time about him. He's so intelligent, it's scary. He is like, he's such an abstract thinker. He's kind of like David Byrne of the Talking Heads.
Yeah.
Like you look at him and you show him something that's red and everybody says, that's red. And Starkey goes, wait a minute. You say red. Is it perhaps a shade of pink that is? And he just gets into this abstract thinking. So the obvious, when put in front of him, he just can't go with it.
Right.
So you're right. He won't go with Matt King Cole because it's just too obvious and right there for him. Joe Starkey is one of the smartest people I've ever met in my life. Am I off base in saying that?
I think I'm comfortable
saying that.
He is the Rain Man of Pittsburgh sports journalism.
I like that man a great deal.
I think if you
I love him.
If you sat down, I've thought of this. If you sat, they gave him Colts. I don't like it. I don't like that.
Colts?
At all. Yeah, Coltsy. Colts. I
don't
like it.
What are we doing? Why does it have to be a horse thing?
If you sat down and took a standardized test, all the people who work here, I think that Joe Starkey would blow us out of the water.
Close second, me?
Pony.
Sure.
Pony. I think, you know what? You know who else would crush it? Because we do make fun of him for using like big words and stuff. Mueller would kill the vocabulary part.
Mueller would kill the language arts English section
because
of it.
Mueller's mom prepared him to be. He is a tremendous vocabulary.
He's been groomed to use large words since he was a tiny little man with a very large head.
He really does have a really good grasp of the English language.
Yeah,
like Mueller could be an unbelievable writer if he wanted to.
And Pony's got the photographic memory thing.
Yes.
So yeah, no, I. One of those guys.
We should come up with. We should all do that.
That's a good
call.
And
have to take it home. But everybody, you can't cheat. if they could just have like give us the SAT or a standardized test.
Or like a mini version of it.
Yes.
Like a half hour
can
version
you get
of
one
it.
Of those?
I'm on it. We could do the Wonderlic.
We should.
We should
what
do
you
that.
Can print that out? You can find that?
Oh, I've done it before, yeah.
We should do that. And just be honest and not look. We'd all have to get together in a room. And
we
do
just
it.
Yeah. We'd all go back in the Bowser Theater back there, have like
do
a test proctor
right
stand
before
there,
our show,
yeah,
and then give it to someone, have somebody check it.
That'd be great.
Who would your money be on?
I like Pony in that. I think.
Yeah,
I do. Not just because he invited me to his house.
Where would Zeiss be on this? Zeiss could go. You know, you could tell me he's first or last, and I believe
he's
you.
Too impatient to
pretty
fully spend the time on
He'd
all
be
of
late.
The questions.
He'd be late. You're right
that's
about that.
Also
DQ
a good call.
For being late. That's for sure. He would if you had to be on time or you couldn't take it, he'd get DQ.
Why has it got to be a number two pencil?
All the time. Oh yes, Wonderlic. We got. You know what? This could work. Now the boss is texting me. This idea has to happen. He says,
"Yeah,
if they proctor it and do it, and they do it before each of our shows." And give us this Wonderlic. I'm public with there. Somebody won't be public with their score, though. Somebody will say, well, I don't want to do this.
I'm going to be embarrassed probably by my score because I was the first time.
Who cares?
I was basically Vince Young.
It's why when we were trying to piece together the combine thing, uh-huh. right? I was like, hey, whatever, I'll do it. I know I'm not going to be any good at any of it, but what the hell? I'll do it for laughs.
Wonderlic. Come up with it. Let's do it. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township or visit them online, South Hills Jeep. .com. Check that all out and do it right now. Breakfast Bites coming up, and it is one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time telling you, I don't need no stinking hat. So there's that. And then Antonio Brown, would you welcome him back? Man, I can't wait. I can't wait to talk about this in just a couple minutes. But first, Window Nation is there for you. It's Window Nation's graduation sale. If your old windows, they're failing or just, well, not making a grade, here's your homework assignment. Get in touch with Window Nation. They got something for you. 0% financing for 5 full years. You know what that is? 60 months. And get 2 free windows with every 2 that you buy. No minimum, no maximum. Let's get it done, right, with Window Nation. Price quote's valid for 6 months, so you have them in, and they'll hold that price quote for you. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Easy for me to say. Here's what they do when they get into your house. They're going to measure each window 3 times to ensure that proper fit. That's big. Over 10,000 online positive reviews. That many people are happy, you know, that they're doing something right, and you know you need to go with Window Nation. Here's the number. It's 866-90-NATION. Give them a call. All they do are windows. There's no siding. There's no roofing. There's no shutters. There's no gutters. They do windows because they do them right, and they know exactly how to do them, so they stay in the window business. Get in touch. WindowNation.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so Tom Brady, he's meandering around New York City, looking good, and he's staying at some place, and he's got all these clothes lined out, and you're going to hear the first of this. This is on Tom Brady's all his social medias. And he's getting dressed for the day. And then he stumbles upon, he sees one of those, you know, those public bike stands where you put your card in mm-hmm. and you get a bike. And people around here, the scooters. There's those scooters around here are menaces, by the way. honestly, they are. But anyway, he sees one of those public bikes. And he says, well, I'm going to go for a ride. And now, at the end of this, I'm going to tell you why a lot of people are out against Tom Brady for doing this. But give a listen. This from Brady's. I just want to offer you some context from Brady's social media pages.
Day in the life here always starts with the outfit. My Brady trail shirt. Cool pockets. Got the matching vest.
Real nice.
I'm rethinking this. Wake up. Make a smoothie. Workout. Kind of boring.
You know what I haven't done in a while? It's been like 15 years.
He's on a bike right now. Listen for the bell.
This is great.
Here comes.
There's a bell on this thing.
Oh, that makes it. That makes it. So Brady's riding around New York City on this bike. Uh-huh. So that's Brady. He's having a good time. He's smiling. Obviously, I mean, good-looking dude, you know. It's Tom Brady. He's letting people cross in the crosswalk. He stops. He goes, oh, go ahead, guy. You know, you're in a crosswalk. Do what you got to do. Go across. Immediately, all the not all of them, majority of the comments, why don't you have a helmet on? Somebody just invested all this money in you. Why don't you have a helmet on? Well, he's not beholden by the law in New York City to wear a helmet. He's not. People are so out against other people and can't mind their business. But I do find it funny that is the guy's carefree, having a good day. Look, I think he cheated in football, but I think he started to he's kind of remade his image to be a nice guy and a fun guy.
This is uh-oh territory for me, Colin. I'm starting to really like this Tom Brady
cat. It's crazy.
He has just...
Bite your tongue, Adam.
He's got great social media folks that help prop up his image. But if you watch the video on his social platform, he's just smiling, going around.
I'm Tom Brady. I'm a happy guy. I'd be happy too if I were Tom Brady.
I would be too. He lets an old lady go across the crosswalk. He's mm-hmm. a very nice gentleman, as somebody else plowed right through just beforehand.
Right. Yeah, I agree, Tom Brady. You know when Tom Brady also comes up, and he's come up in this, I saw more than one mention yesterday about this Chris Letang and about Evgeny Malkin and hometown discounts. Mm-hmm. You know that comes up? They don't have wives that make $40 million a year. I love when any hometown discount comes up with any athlete, and then people cite on the internet, Tom Brady. He's in maybe the most unique position in sports history where he has a wife that makes $40 million a year. It's okay to take a couple bucks off of his salary.
The only thing I'm questioning about this video is the weird tactical vest that he's wearing.
Oh, I think it's all right. I like it. Yeah, oh yeah.
But it's the same color as the undershirt.
Right.
So it looks like
it's
all one piece.
It's got that monochromatic look or whatever it's called.
It's got zippers in the tricep area.
Look, I think he's a cheat. I do football-wise. But his personality, he has really over the past, 18 months or so, 24 months, he's really become borderline likable.
Is that going to extend to the broadcast booth?
That's
though?
Why he started it. He knew the end of his career was coming.
But Crowley made a good point. There's people that engineer this social media stuff. Tom, go ride a bike around and take some video and we'll post it and people will love it. And he goes, oh, okay, yeah. When somebody's not telling him what to do, Or will he just fade back into somewhat sort of boring blandness?
I think he's going to be Johnny Smiley. He's going to be happy. He's going to be ready to go. As much as I wouldn't mind seeing him fail and go, oh, my gosh, Brady, everything he touches turns to gold.
Yeah.
It's got to he's going to succeed. I mean, you can root for, root against, whatever, and we'll do that later in the hour, but you can want him to do whatever. Are you going to bet against Brady? Are you going to?
No.
Nah.
I know.
He's just good at everything. He's going to work hard at it. You know that, too.
Right.
It's in his DNA.
Absolutely. By the way, it is 7:31. Time to call Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman. Why pay 40% when you can pay 25%? Call 888-98-TWINS. AB wants to come back to town for something, and we'll tell you what that is coming up in just a moment. Adam.
Yes, Crowman here for the Park Sportsbook and Casino app. The Penguins, they might be out of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Tear trickles down my face. But my Calgary Flames are in action tomorrow. They are still in this thing, baby. I have them as a futures bet to win the Stanley Cup. did it around the trade deadline, and it's super easy with the Parx Sportsbook and Casino app. You just find the Futures tab on your app, and you click it, bada bing, bada boom. How about the NBA? Dallas plus 600 to win it all. A $50 wager pays $300. Miami plus 400. A $50 wager would pay out $200 if they win the title. It's super easy. Go to the Google App Store or wherever you get your apps, or at betparks.com. Must be in PA or New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Our old friend Antonio Brown, who I'm told was in Dubai yesterday for the past, he's been there for a little bit. I don't know. He's got a concert scheduled on Friday, right, boys?
Mm-hmm.
At a place called the Enclave in the South Side. I don't know if he'll show up for that. The safe money's probably 50-50 that he'll show up for that. So he was tweeting. He tweeted 19 hours ago, and it's just a pinned tweet, I believe. He pinned it to the top. Just want to retire a Steeler, is what he says.
Okay. So do I.
So, yeah. And then he follows that up with, just to clarify things, not play, just, J-U-S, not play, just retire. So we clear. We cleared, AB. So he doesn't want to play a game. He just wants to have one of those one day, sign a contract, situations, go to the Southside facility, South Water Street, go head down there and, you know, do what you got to do, have a press conference. You're retired as a Pittsburgh Steeler. He's the greatest wide receiver in Pittsburgh Steelers history. There's no question about that.
I don't know if you
that.
Can argue that.
He's also, for me, the greatest player. Mike Webster's the greatest. He's second when you measure offensively, just on the offensive side, when you measure his talents against everyone else that's ever played that position in the NFL. You can make a claim maybe offensively, maybe Dermoni Dawson, but then you'd have to have Dermoni Dawson as the second best center ever behind Mike Webster. But I think if you measure every person that's ever played on the offensive side of the ball, other than Mike Webster, he's the second best Steeler against every other guy. It's my thoughts.
Against every other Steeler that's ever
played. No, against every other person in the NFL. Okay. He would, if you ranked a list of positional, he'd be the Steeler that would rank highest at his position other than Mike Webster on offense. On offense,
yeah, you're probably right. Yeah.
Because, in terms of the offensive players, I can't think of who would be on offense. Anyway, I don't want to get lost in the weeds here. I would be A-okay with Antonio Brown, even after all of this, if it wasn't for, the past couple episodes, coming back and retiring as a Steeler, bringing him to South Water Street. You just, at this point, can't trust him. You can't trust that. You could trust that he'll get there, because he actually would show up. It would be late. But you can't trust that he's not going to make a spectacle and come with some big, mud clomper boots on.
37 people with
right,
him.
Right. They'll do that for some people that could come back and sign a one-day contract, whatever. He's so off the rails at this point, you can't do it.
Here's the thing. I don't want to be all pious about, what the Steelers are, but the privilege of being associated with the Steelers logo any longer or the organization, he's so far past having burnt that bridge that if I'm the Steelers, I don't want him coming. Even if I could – even if it were A.B. being – escorted to the facility. We know he's going to show up on time. He's not going to say or do anything stupid in the intervening moments between us saying we're going to do this and it actually happening. Even if you had all those guarantees, that aside, I still, if I were the Steelers, would have no interest in granting him that privilege. Just none.
I can't do it while Mike Tomlin's a head coach, for sure. I mean, the way that he disrespected Tomlin on the way out the door, it makes it easier without Ben.
Tomlin doesn't have to be there, though.
He
you
doesn't.
Could catch a day like today and do it. And AB wouldn't know the difference.
I know, but I just think it's a bad look whenever your organization is employing the head coach that guy stepped all over on his way out the door.
Here's the Pittsburgh hate for Antonio Brown, by the way, because of his attitude. People can't – you know how people – AB is the number one example of how people can't separate on the field with off the field. We get a text. I appreciate the take, but come on. Ben is a top 10 to 15 quarterback all time. Antonio Brown doesn't make the top 20 receivers of all time.
Well, that's nonsense.
Give me a
right.
break.
But I appreciate that take from someone that's solely based on the way he left town and how he operates off the field. That's it. People can never – if you just say, forget about Antonio Brown being a space cadet, just take him for what he is –
for what he was on the field, he's the top three wide receiver all time.
There was a span of time that lasted between about 17 to, 30 games, somewhere in there. And you go ahead and you pick it and you figure out the stats that you want, where he had no peer in the NFL at his position.
Or just pick a random clip from that time frame and just watch him run a route and make a catch. And tell me how he wasn't head and shoulders that much better than anybody else playing that position in the game. That's nonsense.
Yeah, but I couldn't trust him at this point. He's out there.
No. And again, because of the way he went out, he's no longer granted the privilege of being associated with the Steelers, actively associated with the Steelers. I wouldn't want to do it if my last name were Rooney.
I wonder... Do you think if Brandon Hunt got named the general manager, would he invite AB back?
No, I don't think so. I think there's still too many hard feelings with the way that all went down.
There's too many people in the building still who were there when he was there.
Give it a decade.
How about how much of a leash, too, and how far out of his way Art II went? Remember he flew to West Palm Beach and met with him, and AB still disrespected him. That was so incredible. Yeah, you can't invite him back. You can't. This concert, do you think, all right, will it happen on Friday night, yes or no, Antonio Brown Enclave, Southside?
It will, and I think that's why these tweets went out. I think this is good marketing by Antonio Brown's people.
I think he'll show up. Will he actually? He'll mumble rap a song or two, and then he'll sit around and kind of take pictures with people. But he's not there any earlier than, whatever... 2.5 hours after showtime is supposed to be. So if he's supposed to be on at 9, he's not there before 11:30.
Yeah. Oh, he'll get there so late that it'll be a condensed concert because the place will have to close. That's totally what'll happen. There's no question there. All right, rooting for, rooting against, coming up in just a couple minutes right here, Fan Morning Show.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Boom, 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 boom. All right, so much to get into. Brad Spielberger, he joins top of the hour, Pro Football Focus. We're going to talk to him. But right now, how about rooting for, rooting against? Well, I'm supposed to say that first. So what you rooting for? So what you rooting for? Yeah, so what you rooting
there
for?
You go.
Adam, so what are you rooting for?
I am rooting for, I just saw a story that Elon Musk is having a tough time buying Twitter because he needs to prove that less than 5% of everyone on Twitter is not a troll or a bot. And so what I am rooting for is Twitter to be totally fake. Just like 90% of all Twitter to just be fraudulent, that these are all robots that are farmed out coming from China or somewhere.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm rooting for. Not because I don't want Elon Musk to buy Twitter, but because I want everyone to realize that Twitter is nonsense.
Why does he need to prove that, though?
Because he doesn't have the money.
Oh.
But no, why does he need to prove the user percentage?
I don't think he really needs to prove it. I think he just doesn't have the money.
Interesting. Oh, man. All right, what are you rooting for?
I'm rooting for, I don't know what we would even call this. I found this video on Twitter this morning. They look like chariots. They take two motorcycles, right? They bolt them together. Then they put a cart on the back of it. It looks like a rickshaw cart. People stand in the cart and somehow drive the motorcycles around a dirt track with like glowing handlebars. I don't even know what to call it. I just know I need more of it in my life. It's one of those videos I am now going to search out more from because it looks insane. I tweeted it out this morning.
If you can bet on it, I'm there. If you go to YouTube late on a Friday or Saturday night and then it becomes Saturday or Sunday morning in Japan, you know, because it's like 12-hour mm-hmm, difference,
sure.
If I'm not mistaken, they have like bicycle races and things that you bet on where everybody wears a different color shirt.
Yeah.
These jet ski kind of races that people bet on. And then in comes the odds page, like you see when you watch like the Meadows or
right.
whatever. They'll have that. So it's clear. And I don't understand a word, but you could see all the gambling prices and then the person. Yeah. I'm certain that they have that you can bet on that.
If they turn this double motorcycle dirt track chariot racing into a betting thing, then I'm all over it.
All right. I'll tell you what I'm rooting for. And it's a person. I'm rooting for a girl named Gianna Scaramuzzo, right? So she lives around here, North Huntington Township. Let me read this from Channel 4. A 15-year-old girl, and that's Gianna in this case, was struck by lightning while inside her home in North Huntington Township Monday evening. This is incredible. At least 5 homes in the area of Sedona Drive were hit by lightning, including the home where the teenage girl was struck. The fire captain of Circleville Fire Department says the lightning went through the girl's pinky finger and out her left leg.
Whoa.
Gianna said she was treated by EMS and she's okay. All of a sudden, I hear a loud sound of thunder and I see lightning and I see it reflect from my mirror. And all of a sudden, I feel like a shock in my pinky and it went in my body and through my leg. She said paramedics took her blood pressure, which was normal, as well as an EKG. She said the EKG was sent to the hospital. I'm a little scared, still in shock. It's kind of like I'm shaky and uneasy, too, is what she said.
How does this happen?
Yeah, they said at least five homes were damaged. One of the homes was damaged, and there's a hole in the roof. No one was injured in that home.
Jeez.
So I'm rooting for this girl. You know, you think you get inside, you'll be okay. She got struck by lightning in her house. My gosh.
I hope she gets superpowers out of the deal.
I saw a documentary in sixth grade. Dude got struck by lightning, and then he couldn't feel cold the rest of his life or get frostbite.
There you go.
Now he goes to Steeler games with his shirt off. All right, rooting against, what do we got? Mr. Adam?
I am rooting against the New York Rangers, as easy as that is. I don't think Jacob Trouba deserves anything good to happen for the rest of his life. That's right. That's the kind of grudge I'm going to hold. And I think the Rangers are a year early. I don't want them to have success right now. They're going to be good for a couple of years, I think. Now's too early. Carolina's paid their dues. I'm all in on Carolina.
They're going to get smoked by the Hurricanes.
I think so,
right.
too.
What are you rooting against?
I'm rooting against the Bengals and Jesse Bates coming to some sort of resolution. Their safety was franchise tagged, and now is saying, yeah, that's all well and good. I don't want to play on the tag. Anything that creates possible discord for a divisional rival, especially the team that went to the Super Bowl last year, I am all for. So Jesse Bates and the Bengals being on the outs over the franchise tag, oh, yeah, yeah. I'm rooting against any kind of resolution to that.
I am rooting against. You know what I'm rooting against? It just hit a crescendo again, as it does every year, a couple times. This whole, what kind of city is Pittsburgh? A football town or a hockey town or whatever? Whenever the Penguins were in the playoffs, you know, and oh my gosh, you're talking about the schedule release. You're not talking about the Penguin game tonight. Is this, well, you know why? Because it's a football town. Well, it's a hockey game. What's going on? Can we just like everything? Is that okay? You know what kind of town Pittsburgh is? It's like every other American sports town. It's a front runner town. Whoever's winning is who they talk about, and whatever story's biggest is what they talk about. That's just the way it is. I wish that would end once and for all, because I don't really know any people who, like, I hate the Pirates because I only like the Penguins. I hate the Steelers because I only like the Pirates. I love the Penguins, but I can't stand the Steelers. Every single person I know roots for them all.
When it ceases becoming a tool for people to foment controversy around their radio shows, it will probably cease being a thing.
I absolutely agree with you there. All right, that was rooting for, rooting against.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.